Tell me about the Freedom from Covert Harassment Surveillance Group.
That's a human rights organization, and I strongly suggest anybody that's experienced anything like this, if you're feel like you're being attacked with directed energy, some of the symptoms are, you know, severe headache that you can tell is coming from the outside, burning, twitching, involuntary muscle movement, burning of the eyes, clicking of the jaw joints or the TMJ joints, along with stalking and hearing audio harassment. This is an organization that they really need to get in touch with. We're doing some research and we're organized. We have a medical committee. There's myself and another physician who I know is going to be probably calling in, Dr. Terry Robertson. We're going to be doing some studies through this organization that includes a very in-depth survey on exactly what is happening to these people, along with some urine testing for different neurotransmitter levels, to basically try to establish some criteria that will help us differentiate between, you know, who's a victim and of harassment and who's a victim of mental illness. Ultimately, to try to get a congressional hearing similar to the Rockefeller Commission to bring an end to this.
It's got to be difficult, John, though, for a doctor to try to ascertain if this person is truly mentally ill or if this bombardment is happening. And as you said, in that low percent, but I'm sure the doctor doesn't want to misdiagnose the guy.
Well, that's exactly it. And I think the other discriminator that physicians should be looking at is the stalking aspect. Virtually every one of these people that come forward with this is having a form of stalking. And if you have somebody come in that's having auditory delusions and feels like they're being attacked by something, and they do have evidence that their home's getting broken into and that they're being followed around, what we suggest to people is carry a digital camera around with you. If you're being followed by the same person all the time, take a picture. That way you have some proof, because that may be the one little item that you have to keep you out of psychiatric treatment that you don't need. And virtually every one of these victims is experiencing on-the-ground stalking along with the rest of the attack.
It's got to be some kind of a test of some sort, some kind of experiment, some kind of research that they're doing. Or they could probably, get volunteers, don't you think?
Yeah, well, that's the problem with doing this with volunteers. Like you said, if it's research into seeing, how far you can take someone before you break them psychiatrically, you're not going to be able to do that on volunteers. If someone knows if they know exactly where the voices are coming from and know exactly where the weapons are coming from when you start, that's really not going to put the fear and put them under the stress that you would be looking for to test if you're looking to break somebody. The other thing that leads us back to possibly experimentation, and probably experimentation, is if you look back and through time at all of our torture techniques, depend on deprivation, sleep deprivation, social deprivation. It almost seems like this is geared to make the person appear delusional, get them discredited, get them to lose their job. Well, then they're sitting at home by themselves and strictly a guinea pig at that point. You're not having to track them. You're not having to stalk them, follow them around. You basically, have a rat in a jar, for your attacks.
Here's a big question, though, John. Is this being done through government or is this being done through the shadow government?
I think it's probably the shadow government, or what they call agency sterile operations, because we did identify who is accessing this technology in San Antonio, and it's these people all worked for the government in one form or fashion in the past, at least the leaders of it. Now, the people doing the stalking are often just criminals, kind of low-end societal people that they find that are more than willing to do their break-ins for a price. But it almost seems like it's the technology is being handed out to certain individuals, perpetrators, to use carte blanche on whoever they want to use, while the appropriate agencies that should be using this are sitting back and taking notes. And as it was explained to me by one of the CIA agents I talked to when he explained some of the technology, he said that we can do this, but it's a weapon of war for use abroad, is the way it was explained to me.
A weapon of war. I wonder how they would use that.
Oh, you can only imagine. Actually, if you look at in 1996 in the Army's addendum to the bioeffects of non-lethal weapons, which was released in Freedom of Information, they talk about microwave hearing. And one of the things they talk about is, and I quote, it says, imagine the effect on an enemy combatant when they begin to hear voices in their head that are not their own. And then they go on to tell how it's not recordable. You can put a probe in the ear. You can put probes on the scalp. You cannot record the sound that's being put into these people's heads. And they go on in that report to talk about its value in a hostage crisis, the ability of someone to communicate with the hostage taker without the hostage's hearing, or with the hostages without the hostage taker hearing. Newsweek article during the Branch Davidian crisis that we had here in Texas, in Waco, I'm sure you remember.
Yes.
Newsweek did an article where the FBI had actually brought in the, I forget his name, a Russian scientist who worked on some of this technology. One of the things they wanted to try was to put voices in David Koresh's head using Charlton Heston as the voice of God to try to get him to think he was truly hearing God and give up. And, you know, and that, you know, that's funny, but this stuff really is going on, you know.
Now, let's talk about the type of technology that they have, that you think they have, that they're using. You mentioned satellites already. What else do you think they have?
Well, from what the people that I talked to, the weapons seem to be coming from satellites. Now, we mentioned HAARP. HAARP is an Elfwave generator. That's one of the things it does is bounce Elfwaves off the ionosphere. I know Nick Begich has talked about it, using it for mind control. I don't really see how HAARP can isolate individuals and attack individuals the way this is going on. That's one of the things we're doing a little more research into. Now, the other, and I wouldn't call it weaponry, but the other things that we've actually seen in a lot of the victims is the low technology. If this is done in an incident for where it's mostly sexual assault of a woman, not only do you get the satellite imaging, the X-ray imaging, which allows for anatomically correct attacks, because they're seeing an X-ray image, so they know that they're attacking your face, or they're attacking your genitals, or they're attacking, you know, your eyes. But they're seeing an X-ray image. So if they're actually trying to video any type of sexual assault, they're going to need to break in and put, you know, regular cameras in. And that's also what we're seeing. There were several victims here in San Antonio that had people sitting outside their homes in addition to the advanced technologic attacks. And the people sitting outside their homes all night long were actually there, obviously, with receivers, because some of these people actually found cameras hidden in their hollow doors. One particular girl found an RF camera that had been intricately wired into a hollow door in her bedroom closet, glued in, and then the pieces of wood on the veneer of the door were carefully glued back around. Jeez. Where the lens was in the center of the knot hole.
It sounds like a sick game, John, doesn't it?
Oh, it is. And there's, like I said, there's no way to escape a lot of it. In Texas, we have Greg Abbott, our attorney general, has a huge website on stalking and how we're cracking down on stalking. If you've been followed by the same person twice, get a hold of your local law enforcement if you're in fear for your life or your safety, that we're going to crack down on stalking. Well, that doesn't translate to local law enforcement.
No.
When you go and you tell them, I've got these guys following me around, they're standing by my door when I get home, they're standing at my car when I go to work, they may take you serious the first time if those people aren't around to be arrested or be talked to, which they won't be, because when the police are around, they're not going to be around. After your second or third complaint, they just stop coming. They stop listening to you and just write you off as a head case.